I was actually so excited to wear this that I was like dancing a little bit earlier in my chair, but I moved a piano on Tuesday and really screwed my back up. So I
Oh,
was dancing
damn.
and I realized it hurt like a lot, so I stopped doing that. The dancing, I
Damn.
mean.
Yeah. Were you doing the Mario dance?
Yeah, I was just swinging my arms from side to side, you know. Welcome to episode 105 of One More Podcastle, part of the VG Evo Podcast Network. My name is Eric Bailey. I once ate 32 ounces of ravioli accidentally, and I am the editor-in-chief of onemorecastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer and co-community manager. And in space, everybody can hear me scream.
My name's Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and I like cheese.
Is that like your go-to? Like if you can't think of anything, you just go for the cheese
Yeah,
angle?
pretty much.
A
We get it,
food.
Jason. You
A
like cheese.
food.
We all like
Do you want
cheese.
something better?
Thinking of a food.
Better than cheese? I don't
A
know, man.
better
That's those are
intro?
high stakes.
Yeah.
Oh,
Just
I'm
redo
okay
it.
with it.
All
Burn
right.
it
To the ground.
No, I'm just
Screw
gonna.
it. Sorry, guys.
No, don't
Mr.
screw your
Cheese, are you?
cheese. Mr.
I mean,
Cheese,
unless if
Mr.
it's.
Cheese. That
Yeah.
name again is Mr. Cheese. It's one of Batman's lesser-known villains, Mr.
Yes.
Cheese.
Mr. Cheese, yeah.
My
So
lines
that
are
batarang goes right
cheesy.
through his holes.
Yes. He actually is Swiss. How'd
Oh,
you
the
know?
horrible cheese puns he could say.
Yeah.
Oh, so many of them. They're Gouda puns.
Yes,
Yeah. That cheddar, you know, sharp wit.
Oh boy.
Oh, help us. Oh,
Oh,
jeez.
God, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Leaves little cheese cubes at the end of every little scenario thing.
He has a little Hispanic sidekick named Nacho.
Okay, that's
God
again,
damn.
crossing the line.
That's what I do.
Crossing the line.
So, have you guys played any old video games lately?
I did.
I don't want to talk about mine.
Wow, okay.
I guess. Should I just talk about mine?
Jason can go first.
Right,
Wait,
well,
did you
go for
actually
it.
play something this week?
Yeah, I
Or
did. I
oh.
did. I played it today, even.
Wow, wait to talk about waiting last minute.
That's what I do. So I'm still making my choice for the showdown. But they recently put, I've played it before. You've heard me talk about it before, but they recently just put Quake Live, which is the free to play rendition of like
Quake
Quake
3
Arena,
Arena.
Quake Team Arena. It's on Steam now.
Hey.
So I loaded that up today, played that, and promptly realized that I am no longer good at Quake.
Yeah.
So Jason, for those who don't know what Quake is, can you give them a brief description?
Okay, let's take. Okay, do you want me to compare it to a modern game?
Go for
You
it. You
can't.
have
That's Quake.
any? Yeah,
Nice.
that's true.
It's like just super fast,
Twitch, yeah.
twitchy. Everything's dying. You're
Yeah.
jumping. You're
Rocket
having
jumping.
rockets sail across your head. Yep, rocket jumping.
I've watched some of
Yeah.
the world championship matches online, and that's exactly what it,
Yeah, there's a steep learning curve. I was really confused though. For the Steam release, they've added partial controller support. So
Yes.
when you're in game, you can play with using a controller, and there's gonna be some kid somewhere booting this
No.
up, going, "Oh, my dad talks about Quake all the time. I'll give it a shot." And he's gonna plug in his controller, and then the people who've been playing Quake nonstop for the last 15 years are just gonna kill him.
Oh, geez.
That's gonna be
Because
me, yeah.
there's no way you can play the game with a controller.
Right.
It's like that's like playing Hotline Miami with a controller.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah, I can't even imagine playing a Hotline Miami with a
You
controller.
shouldn't. It's
You know
really
what? I kind of
bad. The
can.
controls are terrible.
I kind of I kind of can't. The controls are fine.
No, they're not. They're terrible.
With a mouse, you can aim for
something. I don't know what that means.
This argument is not going to
die. It's never
going
to end. It's going to keep going until the second one comes out, and they're just as bad.
if it ever does, I'm starting to get irritated with its lack of coming outness.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Is it out?
No, it's not.
No.
Oh.
So, okay, yeah, it's a thing. And speaking of stuff you don't want to talk about, Hunter, what'd you play this week? You want to talk about
it? I had the beauty of putting an hour of my life into a game called Croc, The Legend of Gobos.
Ooh. Oh! Croc, The Legend of the Gobos!
So, I kept my promise. I played. I even picked up the
man,
sequel.
Hunter.
I even picked up the second one, which is just known as simply Croc 2. They weren't on it enough to come up with a subtitle. So,
well, no, that's a modern trend.
I don't know. The first one had a subtitle. The second one doesn't.
So, great game, right?
No. Croc. Really. No.
No?
It's kind of bad.
What?
It's really bad.
It's a 3D platformer.
It is. It's definitely a 3D platformer. You can definitely tell that they wanted it to be Yoshi. Like, you get just the feel. Yeah. Even the story. So, the storyline's even Nintendo-ish, where these gobos are hanging out by this lake, and this little, basket comes floating by, and it's got a little baby croc in it, and they pick him up, and they raise him as their own, and when he grows older, they get attacked by these weird-looking monster lizard things, and Croc takes it upon himself to defend his family, the ones who raised him. And so it's a very Nintendo intro.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is it good?
No, it's not. It's it falls for a lot of the, what I would call the, this is our first time around kind of video game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the gems act like the rings in Sonic the Hedgehog, so you collect them, they act as your health. So if you get hit, they go flying everywhere, and you got to go around collecting them. But it's in a 3D space, which makes it that much more difficult to round them back up.
Mm-hmm. This just sounds annoying.
Yeah, the levels are super short. Like, within the first world, I think there's actually 9 levels, and each level will maybe take you 2 minutes to complete. Like, there's no open world. Like, everything feels very closed in, tied off, like you can't go and explore,
I admit that does suck.
Yeah, because it's a 3D adventure game. Why wouldn't you want to explore? That's kind of the whole pull of it.
It's like the programmers were intimidated. Let's just do it a stage at a time. Little stages.
Yeah. The controls are really bad. They're tank controls. Terrible. Just really bad. You can't judge where you're jumping in terms of distance and depth. They do stupid stuff if you start a level and you don't happen to just turn around because there's a giant crate full of goodies right behind you and you just happen to walk on by it, because who turns around to look behind them on the first level? Like, nobody.
Right. Doom did that.
Doom 2 did that.
Yeah, so there's a chainsaw behind you.
Exactly. Which is a little different. Not a key that you need to finish the level
in. That's true.
You know what I mean? Like,
I would do it. I look at every inch of everything.
Yeah. Like, there's... I mean, I played it for an hour. So, I mean, it was...
Yeah?
I got to that point where I was like, I feel like if I keep sticking it out, like, this game will get better. And then I got to a boss fight, and this is where I stopped playing. The boss fight is your traditional Nintendo boss fight. 3 hits and the guy's dead, okay? So it's this weird, tall, lanky kind of lizard thing running around. You got to wait for him to stop before you can flick him with your tail. The third time you flick him with your tail, the screen goes dark, and then the next stage starts. Like, there's no death animation, there's nothing. Like, it just goes black instantly, and it's like, oh, level 8. And you're like, well, all right.
I guess I win.
I don't know what happened there. The game just, threw up on me. And the second one's not any better. I think I maybe put a half an hour into the second one. Like, now
Is
this one's
worse?
Open world. The controls are a lot better. There's a lot more interaction with the characters. They actually talk to you, and there's dialogue trees and stuff. But the levels now are so long that you only get hit three times now. You have three hearts. If you get hit three times, you have to start back at the beginning of the level. Like, there's no midway points or any way to get extra lives or extra health or anything. So they went to the complete other extreme when they made the sequel.
Lame.
This sounds just awful.
It's not good. Like, if you were, like, desperately trying to find a 3D adventure game for the, was it the fourth generation? I guess. Is that the fourth or fifth? Fourth. Fifth?
Something like fifth. Fourth.
Fifth.
Sure.
Fifth? I think it's fifth. Fifth generation? No, like, that could be, this could be considered a halfway decent game. Not if you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's. And I'm also a little upset because both of these games officially put me over 800 games in my collection.
Nice.
And I was kind of happy about, you know, surpassing 800 games, and it just had to be Crux. So thank you, Bailey. I appreciate that.
Anytime. I tip my hood hat to you.
So, yeah. Croc. Is a croc.
What a croc.
So.
I would like to forfeit my turn this week.
You didn't play anything, did you?
I didn't play anything.
Right.
So I'm just going to talk about a couple other things instead. A couple pieces of business. As promised, last week I said if you retweet the tweet where we tweet the link of the podcast episode, I would give away a copy of Dr. Mario, right? I said that. And so 24 hours after that tweet went up, I chose a winner at random. And that winner is Tom Hall, oddly enough.
Oh, weird.
So, yeah. So, Tom, DM or email me your mailing address sometime.
I don't even think he has a Nintendo.
Yeah, so if he really doesn't want it, he can feel free to tell me to give it to someone else. I don't know, but he needs to get in touch with me. So, Tom Hall! It's on to you, buddy. You retweeted, so I picked you. So, this week, same thing. If you retweet the tweet from One More Castle, where we tweet the link to the new episode, episode 105, 24 hours after that tweet goes up, I'll pick one of the retweeters, and you're going to get your own copy of Kung Fu.
Sweet.
I like
classic
Kung Fu.
Game. Yeah, it's fun. This is kind of a unique copy because the label has like an air bubble under it, which you don't see very often.
That's weird.
So, I don't know if someone tried to like microwave it at some point or what.
I wonder if it was supposed to be for another game and they just slapped a sticker on top of it.
It could be. Maybe this is some rare Nintendo mistake and under this label there's actually a different game label underneath. I don't know. I will leave that to whoever wins it to find out the mystery of the Kung Fu cartridge. So, Tom Hall, you win Dr. Mario. Some other person will win Kung Fu. So, spread the word, retweet, good stuff. Also, just a quick shout some out to TVStoreOnline.com. You can find them on Twitter at TVStoreOnline. This is my gift card I got for them, / business card. They're the ones who hooked me up with some sweet hoodie swag. This is the Mario hoodie. It's officially Nintendo licensed. Like, they actually brought back the classic seal of approval for this bad boy. It's a hoodie. It's cool. It's got a hat hood. TVStoreOnline.com. I love it.
I don't think it's called a hat hood. I think there's another name for it.
What is it then?
I don't know. Every time you say hat hood, I just feel like hat weird.
Hood hat? Is it a hood hat?
It's a hood. It's a hood.
All I know is it's sweet. I wanted to wear it for the podcast. I wanted to tell everyone about it. So, it's for all you Nintendo nerds out there. The license expires at the end of the year. Don't tell them I told you that. But so it's like a limited time kind of a deal if you want this. Just so you know. So.
Nice.
I'm going to take the hood off.
You should probably put the hood back on.
What's that?
Says you should probably put the hood back on. You're like, oh, hair. Got to fix my hair now.
Yeah.
People are watching.
That's okay.
People are watching.
My hair is never good. It's just... People are watching. Speaking of people watching, we have a listener email discussion question. Let's see if I can find it. Goes like this. Hello, podcast people. I love your show, even when people bring bad Taito games to the showdown. Fantasy football is all the rage, and while I don't play it like I used to, I respect its place in our world. But what if you did a video game version? Feel free to tweak this, but here's the roster spots. 2 third- or first-party publishers, 2 franchise characters, anyone in more than one game, 1 system, and 3 bench spots of anybody or any of those things. The 3 of you, plus 3 others, I'm not busy by the way, pick the team, and then for each game, a random year from 85 through 2005 is chosen. People then vote on the winner based on how well your players performed that year. For instance, if 1996 is chosen and it's Nintendo versus Capcom, I'm voting for Nintendo based on how good Mario 64 is. You could redraft each week or keep the same team, do head-to-head matches, or have a big group vote each week. Or completely ignore this. It is your show, not mine. Love, Dustin Faber. You can find him on Twitter at 16BitCatholic. What do you guys think? Fantasy football, fantasy video game league thing. Could it work?
I don't know. Because you're relying on other people to vote.
Yeah, I don't like the voting system. I think it has to be like an automatic score. There has to be a quantitative way to do it. I agree.
Well, there's a...
democracy's flawed.
Oh, jeez.
No, absolutely. Anything that involves human beings is doomed to fail.
There is a movie kind of fantasy football thing that could be easily turned to a video game fantasy football.
What?
So the way that it works is that it's towards the end of the year. So let's say this is 2013. Okay. So around December, November of 2013, you get together and you have a draft. And basically what you're drafting are all of the movies that have been announced for 2014. So you draft like however many movies you want. You can trade movies. You can pick up other movies, drop movies. But it's all based on total sales of the weekend that it opens in theaters. So whoever has the most total sales at the end of the year wins. So you could do the same thing with video games. The problem is there'd be a lot more trading and dropping because games being pushed back, you know, until the following year, stuff like that. But I mean, that's just the gamble you take. So, like, you know, you take, like, the big names, you know, EA, Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, even Ubisoft, maybe a couple of other third parties, and you just, you know, get a list of 200 games, and you pick 10 games out of it, and you have a moving pool. That'd be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
And go buy copies, maybe, how many copies were sold within a given time period of release.
You pick publishers. And then you have a year chosen at random, and then it just generates the copies sold.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be fun. Imagine, like, what year is a better year for Konami over Capcom, you know?
Right.
And what years do you keep Taito on your bench? How do you know it's going to be a good year for them, you know? That's potential.
So, yeah. It would take some tweaking, but it's possible.
Yeah.
I think the best part would probably be the team names.
What would you call your fantasy video game sales team name?
See, I don't know. Hunter. I just don't.
It's a stupid name.
Yeah. I don't know, like, because, like, I play fantasy football and have been for the same, with the same team for, like, 8 years, 6 years, 7 years.
Nice.
We're Bear Arms. B-E-A-R A-R-M-S. Bear Arms.
Right.
Because I thought that was funny. Like 6 years ago, now I'm stuck with it. I mean, I could change it, but I'm stuck with it. I mean,
By now, yeah.
Yeah, it's too late now. I don't know, but like it's, I don't know, like Uncle Fester's Alien Invasion.
Nice. Mylon's Secret One More Castle.
No, that's bad. It's really bad.
That's really gangly. It's
a super long. I always use Nixon's Finest for my fantasy team. And then the picture on Yahoo is Richard Nixon's head.
Right. course.
As if he's managing this team and he's handpicked these players.
Do you play fantasy football, Jason?
I'm not playing this year, but I do fantasy baseball and hockey.
What, the Canadian League didn't get enough money scrounged together to have a season this year?
Yeah, pretty much. So I'll probably do fantasy football next year.
I guess we should put together one more Castle League or something.
Oh, yeah, we should.
Mario's Plumbers.
Ooh.
The Annoying Nanny.
Princess.
There you go. The Annoying Navvies.
Toadstool Samples.
That's what I'd be.
The Annoying what?
The Annoying Navvies.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hey! Look!
Listen!
Wow, all my impressions revert to Mickey Mouse.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That happens. Ugh. Do your Toad voice.
I can't replicate that ever again.
That's all right. We got it on tape.
I like how I sent you like four different versions.
You did.
You picked that one.
That was the one I could adjust the EQ on the best. That's all it was.
Yeah.
How do I make this more clear, not as distorted? It's still distorted.
It's impossible. I can't. Oh.
So, sorry. But yeah.
No one get Eric.
I mean, it's possible. You just need to sit down and think about it.
Yeah. I know if we were doing it like the video game characters were the players, I would draft Donkey Kong as my starting running back.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah. Wait, are we allowed to use weapons? Because, like, I'd pick Mega Man.
Melee weapons, no projectiles.
Hmm.
Sorry, Mega Man's got some melee weapons.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. Yeah. Except the quarterback.
I get Link instead of throwing the football, he's throwing bombs. Yep. Like launching them over his head.
Go deep!
But then you'd need to have a Goron on the opposite team because they eat bombs.
They do.
It's all coming together.
Gives them the worst gas in the world.
Yeah.
It's explosive.
Just imagine bomb farts. Just imagine.
You had to go there, man.
Yeah, you had to bring it back to the poop.
I didn't! Oh, Jason!
Jason!
Go on solid matter yet.
Strictly vaporous. It's just even worse when you say it like that.
You're right. I'm ruining the podcast single-handedly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Burning down the establishment.
Boom.
That's good.
Yeah.
Fantasy football.
Id Software. I pick them.
IDOS.
Yeah, my team sucks.
Be my sleeper team.
Sucks. Fantasy football. Doing terribly.
Yeah.
0-2.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, me too.
Sweet.
I'm already ready to give up my first round draft pick for next year.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Really.
I'm projected to win by 10 points this week. I know I'm going to lose by 40.
Yeah.
It's just the weirdest stuff happens to me. Last week, my kicker scored 19 points, my defense scored 0.
Yeah, that happens.
How does that...
It's impressive. I mean,
the week my QB was the number 2 scoring quarterback in the league, my opponent's was number 1.
That sucks. That sucks.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I think we need a music break. We're back. That was From Inside the Earthen Pipe by Girls Melon, a track with a twist off the Super Mario RPG Remix Collection album.
Oh,
Heavy
no.
Troopa is ready to launch disc one. That's right. That's right. We're back to Super Mario RPG remixes. Speaking of being back to stuff, it's time for the best part of our show and what you really came here for. We know. We know. It's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who doesn't know, this is the part of our show where each of us has secretly chosen an old video game. We each have 1 minute to introduce our choice, and then we're just pretty much going to spend the rest of the show arguing about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the audience, get to vote for your favorite of the three in a poll on the podcast episode page on onemorecastle.com. So hopefully, one of our arguments will sway you. Or at the very least, will make you laugh once or twice. Three times if we're especially ambitious. Two episodes ago, we had a special guest, Trickman Terry, whom you may remember from his old EGM days as a columnist there. And we didn't have a theme, you know, special guest. We normally do a free-for-all. That's our tradition. But the winner was Jason.
What?
Pyramid Patrol.
Yeah,
really?
Pyramid Patrol?
Come on, man.
Are you kidding me?
Classic Super Nintendo game.
Yeah, Pyramid classic.
Patrol episode 103. So I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, you don't.
It's not even a Super
Terry's
Nintendo
game was based on Rygar. Or what was it? No, what game was it based on? Karnov.
The game.
Karnov.
Well, it at least sounded similar to me, but...
Yeah.
So yeah, Jason won. Nobody cares. Awesome. We're going to move on.
Once
Nobody
again,
cares.
I beat the guest.
Yeah, I think... I think
it is, actually, after 2 years of this, I think that's the first time our special guest didn't win the first time they were on.
Yeah.
Because Tom has lost.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But not his first time. He won the first time. I think his first time. Poor Trickman. He had a rough go of it.
We're never going to be able to get him back.
Sometimes when you bring Pyramid War Ball.
Don't even know what game.
Pyramid?
No.
War Balls.
I play it.
It's my new favorite fighting game. 3D War Balls.
Weird.
War Balls.
Let's get out of here.
I found that way too amusing. Way too amusing. I do have a game chosen for tonight's theme, which is... games that exemplify communism. That's right. Communism games, in a figurative sense. Games that somehow make us think of communism.
Yeah. Aren't explicitly communist.
Right.
Right.
we're diving deep into the conspiracy theory of how they... Yeah. I guess I'm ready.
All right, you.
I wish I knew what you guys picked.
Me too. All right, you may begin.
I'm just gonna get straight to it. I picked a downright classic game. It's called Dr. Mario. Completely revolutionized the puzzle game genre, from the geometric oriented gameplay of Tetris to the matching orientation of Dr. Mario. Completely innovative, using colors. Great game. Totally a communism game. What makes this a communism game? There's a few things. Number one, the pieces only have three colors, one of them being red, which means like a third of the game is red. This is such a red game. Red commies. Number two, the theme is definitely communistic. You have these viruses arranged in creative fashion, forming a meritocracy, freedom of expression, and you're just ruining it through a systematic delivery of government delivered medicine. And third, how did a plumber suddenly become a doctor? He didn't. That's not Mario. It's Joseph Stalin.
You're out of time.
Stalin, wow. And you know it.
You're out of time.
You're out of time.
Hunter.
Hey.
Are you ready?
Oh, man. All right.
Are you going to bring a game you've brought before as well?
No, of course not. I don't do that. Good. Yeah, good. I'm a true retro showdowner.
Good.
I figured 2 weeks ago I was the first person to do it. I figured I want to become the first person to do it twice before anyone else does.
Damn you.
that was your play, eh?
That was my thought process.
You just showed your whole hand there, Bailey.
Sorry, my bad. Whoops.
So.
All right, Hunter. You ready?
Yes.
You may begin.
One of the truer points of communism is the equality amongst everybody. Everybody has the exact same thing. They all contribute the exact same amount. They all start the exact same way. It's only the mind that can truly beat one over another. Much like my pick for this week, Battle Chess for the NES. True to communism beliefs, both players start with the exact same pieces that move in the exact same ways. But it takes a true mastermind to overcome such encounters, even though all of the pieces are exactly the same. Battle Chess is also pretty kick-ass with some sweet animations. It's Battle Chess for the NES.
All right. That won the argument for me.
Oh, boo.
All right. I'll begin. The game I brought this week was Star Trek Armada for the PC, released on February 29th in the year 2000. Star Trek, you see, embodies a classless society where one's age or race or sex or religion does not matter. In fact, when one works, you do not work for monetary gain. You work for the benefit of society. You work for the greatness of the state. But like any true communist dystopia, this succumbs to the warlike nature of a human being. You see, this game is an RTS. So while you're spitting out various Federation warships to kill those pesky Klingons, this isn't a paradise. This is a communist nightmare. That's Star Trek Armada for the PC.
A communist nightmare.
This is a communist nightmare.
Star Trek, it's communist.
I'm so glad to be the clear winner this week. This is great. I'm bringing Dr. Mario every week.
Really? Dr. Mario?
I'm gonna, but
when you lose, then what are you gonna think?
I'm gonna shoehorn it, or I'm sorry, sock piano it into every theme. I'm gonna force it right in there.
Good.
Bring on the communist propaganda. Just push it right in there.
If anything, I'm just disappointed in your argument.
How so?
How did you not discuss the socialized medicine? You're giving people medicine for free, essentially. Yeah.
You gave me very little time. I did briefly mention
you went over
the whole, the viruses represent.
You had enough time.
I did not. You said I had 5 seconds. I quit talking when you said out of time. But don't listen to me now.
I quit talking.
I did.
No, you're out of time,
baby. The virus. Screw you guys.
Yeah, no one cares about Dr. Mario.
Okay. The viruses. Yeah. Let's talk about the viruses.
They represent creativity and meritocracy and capitalism. But it's through the socialist delivery of government health care that they're eliminated. It's this constant repetitive delivery of free pills. There you have it. There's your communist whatever. Communism. I mentioned it. It totally happened.
Sure. We were there for it.
Dork.
So.
It's more communist than Hunter's game. Hunter, you missed a key component of communism. Players may have access to the same pieces, but your pieces are of different values. Whereas in my game, none of the pills really stand out as being more valuable than another. Each has their place in the great state.
I mean, any true chess master will know that all of the pieces held the exact same value.
That's not true. A true chess master can actually assign qualitative scores to each piece because of their relative influence on the field.
Yeah, I think both your games suck.
Why? Because we didn't bring a StarCraft ripoff?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude, that's StarCraft. All this is. The entire UI is just StarCraft.
I don't... What?
Possibly StarCraft 2. Possibly.
Listen. It was... There, if it was StarCraft 2, then damn, StarCraft 2's ripping this off.
Hunter has a point, though. The only way for... Well, okay, let me say this carefully. One of the more established ways for a licensed game to succeed is just to blatantly ape off a design of an established franchise.
Like Dr. Mario
does.
The
game clearly just...
Or Battle Chess.
How? No, there was no puzzle game like this before Dr. Mario.
Oh, come
on.
My
game is a trailblazer.
They've just stuck together like Bubble Bobble with Mario.
Have you ever played Bubble Bobble?
Have you ever played Bubble Bobble?
Fine, it's fine. It's just a crappy puzzle game.
You have no idea.
Dr. Mario ripped off
Bubble Bobble.
Yeah, it's like a Bubble Bobble Tetris combination.
No, it
doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. It's pretty bad, actually.
Oh, not Bubble Bobble. What's the one that was the same
game?
Nobody knows, Jason.
You're thinking of Bust a Move.
Nobody knows.
But you're still wrong. You think Bust a Move
the
is
same
older than Dr. Mario? Oh, my. Jason.
What?
Oh, Jay, I want to pat you on the head
what?
Like you're an adorable little woodland creature.
What's wrong?
It's so adorable.
How old's Bust a Move?
So adorbs.
Bust a
Move. Oh, Bust a Move. Have I told you guys my Dr. Mario story with a buddy of mine?
Probably, but please tell it again.
Okay. So I'm over at a buddy's house. This was a few years ago. And I was like, hey, you want to play some games? He's like, sure, what do you want to play? And I'm like, well, I just got Dr. Mario. You want to play Dr. Mario? And he's like, yeah, I've never played Dr. Mario. I'm like, oh, man, it's a blast. You're going to have a lot of fun. So we're doing, you know, 2-on-2. And, like, I'm just schooling him. Just raking him over the coals. Like, it's no con. It's like taking very big candy from a very obese child. Like, just. And not even 5 or 10 minutes in, I'm like, man, you are super bad at this game. Do you just not know how this game works? And he was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm putting the right colors on top of the right viruses. I'm like, no, you're putting the red pills on top of the blue viruses. And he looks at me and he was like, I'm colorblind. And I was like, oh, well, then we should not play this game together. Because he was like, everything just looks dark. He's like, so I thought it was like, I put the dark ones on the dark ones and put the lighter ones on the lighter ones. And I'm like, no, that's not even, no. Yeah. So that was, so if you want to feel like an asshole to your friend who happens to be colorblind, play Dr. Mario. That's the easiest way to put the prick stamp right there.
Some would say
that is an amazing
Mario.
Story, Hunter. That was good.
Dr. Mario isn't truly communist because its reliance on colors excludes people creating different classes.
I mean, that's a stretch, but
it's Joseph Stalin.
All right,
look at him. That's clearly not. I mean, I was wondering. I was like, a plumber can't just suddenly become a doctor. It's clearly not Mario. It's Stalin. It's one of the major.
I still think it's
leaders.
Puzzle Bubble Bubble.
Yeah, but you're wrong about that, and nobody will take you seriously if you say that.
Guess what?
Ever.
It came out 4 years after, but it's ripped it off.
I mean, Dr. Mario doesn't have 35 battle animations.
That's true. So
it doesn't have references to Monty 35. Python and the Holy Grail or Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark. So.
Holy shit.
But my game does.
It has Raiders. Start.
Yeah, do you remember the? Have you seen Raiders? I'm sure you've seen Raiders. Have you seen?
It's been
Raiders?
A long time.
Do you know where like the guy, the sword guy, comes out and he starts swiping around and the engine just shoots him in the chest?
Yeah.
Yeah, that totally happens in one of the battle animations in Battle Chess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh,
it's pretty amazing,
guys.
I never, I never played a lot of Battle Chess because it's super boring. It's the slowest game ever made.
No,
it's one of the slowest. Super slow.
It takes so long for anything to happen in that game. I turn the animations off, or I just go play Chess Master, the far superior NES chess game. Yeah, the NES has multiple chess games, folks, and Chess Master is definitely the best one.
What, Jason? What were you going to say?
There's a remake of Battle Chess.
Yeah.
On Steam right now. It's an early access.
Nice.
Is
Everybody
it free?
Should go out and play it.
It's $10.
That's not bad.
See, yeah, screw that.
What? That's not bad.
For a slow version
got battle
of
animations.
A game that's already slow?
Jason.
Yeah?
This game was so popular that they release it on the FM Towns.
Ooh. Oh, damn. You got my vote.
The Marty.
That's how popular this game is.
Yeah, he's got my vote.
Look, Dr. Mario. I don't want care about that. Battle animations in my chess game. I'll just shank the guy after I capture his queen, okay?
You're just going to shake him? Like, I'm pretty sure that people who like that don't like to be touched. Just gonna throw that out there. It's assault. It ends up being assault. That's why you let the play. That's why you let the pieces do it.
Oh, is that why? What if I?
Yeah, you just let the pieces do all the shaking.
Damn.
Yeah.
The chocolate.
Unless if you're playing against like Michael J. Fox or something, then.
Really? Did you really just go there?
I did. I apologize.
Wow.
I kind of want to buy Battle
Chess. He's been dealing with it for years. We can make jokes about it now.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
I was thinking of the jokes. Okay.
Oh, well, Hitler. So long ago.
Yeah, you can make Hitler jokes. There's tons of Hitler jokes.
Jason, have you actually played Star Trek Armada?
No. No, I haven't.
Oh, we caught him again because I've actually played my games.
Yeah, see, it's not catching me when I will readily admit I haven't played the majority of the games.
Well, I was going to ask because, like, I'm watching a video of gameplay right now, and I feel like the learning curve is like super steep. Like, if you don't know Jack about RTSs or Star Trek, then you're pretty much not going to have a good time.
That's what I want.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's really that's what you want.
I have like a four times like RTS strategy game. A single playthrough in skirmish mode took me 20 hours.
Yeah, holy what? What is your problem?
I freaking love Jason, crazy RTSs. Help.
Okay, but you need, like, psychiatric...
No, man.
Something.
You need socialized healthcare.
Yeah, I do have socialized healthcare. It's great.
Yeah.
Communist.
I'm gonna go get some free medicine.
Communist!
Yeah.
Dang, I'm so jealous.
Funny story. I joined the Communist Party once.
Yeah?
Yeah, my first year of university.
How'd that go?
Some friends and I joined the Communist Party. That was a joke. I'm afraid it's going to come back and bite me in the ass if I ever run for public office.
Yeah, or do anything as anything.
There's a lot of worse things I've done. So.
Oh, really? Such as?
I'll offend people.
No.
No.
Not Jason Lamb.
Not Jason Lamb.
Somebody who brings games to the showdown who hasn't even played them? No.
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 And who confuses Bubble Bobble with Bust-a-Move.
Listen, Bubble Bobble was originally called Puzzle Bobble, so it's easy to confuse.
Yeah,
those are
easy to get confused.
Still
names
has
that...
nothing to do with Dr. Mario.
No.
Nothing.
It's just bubbles. Not that good of a game.
Those colors, yeah. Dr. Mario sucks.
No, it doesn't.
It's kind of upsetting, too, because it's like, you think it would be better. Like, Dr. Luigi was better.
What?
Much better. What are you going to do?
It's just, Play Magazine gave it a 67%.
Wow. Out of 1,000? That's really low.
So I say, wow, that's pretty harsh. Experience.
It's pretty bad, man. I wonder what Nintendo Power gave it. It's a 10. Give it
7.
A 10 out of 10.
They gave it 7.2 out of 10.
Whoa.
Nintendo
really?
Power?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Simple. But fun.
That was one of the things I was gonna bring up about when we had Trickman Terry on, because it's like he worked for EGM. Like he wasn't tied to any specific company. Like back in that day, like they used to have like console specific magazines, and EGM was one of the first, along with like GamePro, to come out and feature everything. You know, so it was like this brand new idea. But like people who are reviewing games for Nintendo Power, they're reviewing Nintendo games. Like, how can you give them a bad score without, you know, like you go to like your year evaluation, you're sitting there with your boss and he's like, oh, yeah, you've done a lot of great work. I mean, you're pumping out, you know, 2,000 words segments every issue. But you gave Legend of Zelda A Link to the Past a 9 out of 10. I'm going to have to let you go.
Yep.
Like, that's... And then, I'm sorry.
You gather your stuff, put it in a little box, and you're walking out to the parking lot. And you see a red dot on your chest just before you...
Yeah. He had too many secrets.
Are the people buying...
of the treehouse.
Like, I didn't buy... I only bought PC Gamer back in the day.
Of course you did.
But for these... Like console
did not get released on toilet paper.
For the console specific magazines, are the people buying them like? Do they want like a critical perspective on the games, or they're buying them to basically go, "Oh, good, the Zelda game I really wanted, it got a 10. I was right."
Yeah, I can comment on that. I subscribed to Nintendo Power for years. I mean, that's a little obvious, but as a fan of Nintendo, it was still valuable because regardless of score, like seeing the screenshots.
Oh, right. That makes sense. Yeah.
And commentary about the controls. I mean, it was still a good element toward your buying decision. Like, even if they gave every game a 10, I would still read about it and be like, does this sound like a game I would really enjoy, or is this one I can skip? And sometimes I skipped. Sometimes I bought. Based on Nintendo Power.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and they would completely, you know, write out and give you, practically give you strat guides on some of the more difficult games.
Yeah.
With all of the screenshots and stuff. I mean, there was so much more there because they could focus. Like, they had, you know, they could focus on one particular game. And since they made the game, they knew exactly where everything was. And they had no problems letting you know where all the secrets were and all the hidden keys and stuff. Like, it was kind of neat.
Classified information. You know, they had the codes for the games.
Yeah.
I know there's a couple games I bought just because they had a really cool code in it. And I was like, whoa, what that, you know. Just,
Or the poster, poster inside.
Oh, yeah. No, I never made buying decisions on posters, but the posters were pretty cool.
Well, I don't know what kind of Nintendo Power fan you were, but
clearly.
But yeah, but I mean, like, I had a subscription to GamePro for the longest time, and EGM and EGM2 when that came out, and I mean, it was kind of it was neat because you got to see all these games for consoles that, like, that was the first time I ever heard of the Philips CDI was in an EGM magazine, and just like, it was just a preview for like one game that came on multiple consoles, but they were featuring the CDI version for some reason, and I was like, what the hell is the CDI? Look at this thing! So, like, I went back to all the other issues that I had, like, looking for information about this alien console that was to me, because at that time, it was Nintendo and Sega, man. Like, that was it, you know? And then when Sony came out, like, those were the only three you talked about. But they would touch every once in a while, like, on, you know, very other obscure stuff, and it was really neat.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
That was a great time. Be a gamer.
Yeah. But now we got the internet.
Lame.
Now awesome. We have the internet. I still use strategy guides. Like, in my hand, strategy guides.
Cool.
So.
I like that. I still write down passwords and codes and stuff with my hands.
Yeah. I wish I had an app for my phone that I could take a picture of, like, a Mega Man 3 password screen and then save that photo and back it up into the cloud under the Mega Man folder and like just have it digitally recognize what the password is and tell me like who I beat, what like energy tanks I have, and just like break it all down and like keep a timeline for me. Like, that's what I want.
It has
like,
to be possible.
I can't see why it wouldn't be, but like you take a photo of it and it's like, oh, this is Mega Man or this is Metroid or you know what I mean?
Here's what you need to know.
Just catalog everything for me, and so I can like track my progress through passwords.
Pretty cool,
Or we could be like Jason and just save it to a hard drive. Is that what you call them?
Hard drive. It's awesome. It's even better now, because when I'm playing a game and I'm stuck on my PC, I hit Shift-Tab, it brings up the Steam overlay, and there's a browser built in.
Oh, jeez.
To do what?
Like, if I'm stuck on something, it's like, oh, what? How do I do this? It's like, oh, damn, I've been wandering around for an hour.
Let's Google it.
Let's watch this YouTube video.
Just Google it.
I need to do that in Half-Life, too. I'm stuck in Half-Life 2.
Just give up, man.
For a year.
No, don't do it, man.
Basically, I haven't gone back.
Screw you guys. Did
I
give you Half-Life 2?
But I was just like, man, there's way too much driving around.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, Half-Life 2?
Yeah, like the driving around's cool for like the first few times you do it. I'm so sick and tired of being on the stupid airboat. Like, I just don't care anymore.
You're still on the airboat?
Yeah.
That's pretty, wow.
How where...
No, I'm done. It doesn't matter.
Bailey, have you
gotten
to the car?
What? Yeah.
I've gotten to, like, the dune buggy thing.
Yeah, there's, like, a dune buggy after the airboat at one point.
That's cool.
I'll just wait for Half-Life 3 to come out. Oh!
Oh!
Oh, yes.
I'm under confirmed.
Battle Chess is really good.
But not...
It's chess. Come on. It's one of the age-old games... You got some sweet animations where, like, the rook turns into a rock monster and squashes people's heads. And
that is cool. You like his arms. Yeah, it's funny. Whatever.
Whatever.
It just makes chess fun. Because chess isn't that fun. Especially if you're bad at it, like me.
Screw it. I'm glad we spent most of this Retro Showdown off topic talking about old video games.
It was good.
Because you guys brought crappy games this week, so why should we talk about them?
Because somebody picked a crappy Showdown theme. I don't know who that was going to be.
Okay.
Way to go, Bailey.
Okay. There's something over there.
Viva la Revolucion.
What?
Let's just cut this chicken's head off and end it now.
Do we have to pluck the
final arguments? Hunter. Why should anyone vote for the slowest, most agonizingly torturous chess experience available?
See, I don't think it's slow or torturous. I just think it's meticulous, and it's cunning, and it's well-received and wise and very communistic. Is that a word? Communistic?
Wise. Sure.
We're going to go with it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I have played the game, so.
He's got you there.
It's a very important part now. I'm going to start bringing that here.
Why should anyone vote for your crappy license game ripoff turd?
Star Trek. It's like StarCraft, but with Star Trek and communism.
So not as good.
No. Only
not
better.
As good at all.
Probably not. StarCraft, it's kind of, you know, it's hard to... I was never really a fan of StarCraft. No, I was. That's a lie.
I was going to say, how can you not
jeez,
be a fan?
Yeah, you are Jason Lamb.
Right?
Yeah.
You are?
I mean...
He did join the Communist Party.
I did.
So I
wonder if there's a record of that somewhere.
If I understood the story correctly, he did it as a one-year-old in order to get in college later.
Yes.
That's really brilliant.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's good thinking.
Was that good thinking on your part?
Yeah.
Mommy, I want to be a communist. Yeah. You should vote for Dr. Mario because it revolutionized puzzle gaming. It's an extraordinary experience. Competitive, relaxing, and communistic.
Ooh.
Dr. Mario! And that's our showdown, folks. I want to give a shout-out to the people who commented on the live stream page. Daniel Lamplu, Jonathan Higgins, Alex... Joshua Tiberius, Alex Weiss, Captain Knucklehead, good to see you back. Paul Sharp, Eric Bailey, Joshua Lamb? What?
Did I adopt him?
I know. Jason Lamb. No, I misread two of you. And a shout out to TVStoreOnline.com. Hot tip from me, if you want to get 10% off your purchase, perhaps of a Nintendo licensed hoodie, use the code TV10. That's TVTEN. They have a Legend of Zelda hoodie. It's a Link hoodie. I might wear it next week. So heads up. TVStoreOnline.com. You can find them on Twitter at TVStoreOnline. Jason! Any shout-outs or tips for how to leave the Communist Party without getting shot?
Yes. You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb. And I'd like to give a shout-out to... I'm just going to self-plug a joke I made up. You can go to letsbuya3dprinter.com. There you'll find my Indiegogo campaign, which is 76% a joke. And it's at 2% funding.
76% a joke?
76% a joke.
Oh.
Is that 24%? I'm serious.
Such
but
an
it's mostly
odd
a joke.
Percentage, though.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I would like to print you things with a 3D printer I don't have. I'm actually going to look at that.
I'm not going to waste my time.
Hunter, do you have any shout-outs or
I do.
Gameplay tips for Mega Man 3?
You can follow me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. My indie game review blog is imericm.com. And tips for Mega Man 3, don't play it. Play Mega Man 2, the much better sequel. All
right. Cool. Just a reminder, we always, unless we don't have one, we read a listener discussion email question. If you want to submit your own, email us. That address is podcast@onemorecastle.com. We actually have a good mix right now. There's like 5 different people with questions waiting, so that's encouraging. Keep sending those in. Great job, fans and listeners and watchers, audience in general.
People.
People, yeah. onemorecastle.com/shop has some sweet One More Castle shirts. I have to say the Fighting Cheap Cheeps shirt might be the greatest t-shirt on the web right now if you like old video games.
But is it the most purchased? You don't know, do you?
No. Well, yeah, in face-to-face, it is. Like at the event, it was, for sure.
What's this One More Castle? I don't want that. Give me the Cheap Cheap shirt.
Yeah. Screw your brand. Ugh, I want the Mario joke. I don't care about that. You know what? I don't care about that.
Hey, man. I mean, I still like my Bob Mario shirt that I'm wearing right now.
That's for the true podcast fans right there. You really are wearing that shirt, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good work.
Probably. I mean, I think it's my favorite one because he looks so helpless. Like, I feel so bad for him because he's so adorable, but he's gonna die. And it's gonna be extremely painful.
And that's our show. It's One More Podcast, so we're starting year 3.
God.
That's quite a trip.
Yeah.
What a thought.
Oh,
hey, audience, you know what? Just remember for me. You are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week.